Hello, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Pittsburgh. Today we have vocalist Paul Lane from The Defiance on the line. Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Kara. It's a beautiful day here on the West Coast.
Excellent. Well, I know you just mentioned offline that you just got back from Sweden Rock Festival. Tell us a little bit about how that went.
Yeah, Sweden Rock has been a great thing for us with The Defiance. This is our third year going back, and Sweden Rock's like an old-school rock festival. It's like the heavy metal Woodstock, if you will. And it's like 3 or 4 days of headbanging rock and roll, and about 38,000 people there. So it's just a riot. Kiss played there this year, so that was fun to see.
Excellent. I know I had some friends that went out for the festival, actually traveled as far as from South America. So someday I'll have to make it to Sweden to check that out.
You got to do it. People come from all over the world. It's crazy.
So, you know, for anyone who's not aware of how The Defiance formed, can we take a step back and talk a little bit about how you put together this band with your former Danger Danger bandmates?
Sure. As some people know, I left Danger Danger in, I think, 2004. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of went off to do my own thing. And, I formed a band called Dark Horse around 2012. And at that same time, when I sort of, you know, peered back on the scene, Frontiers Records started making me an offer for a solo album. And, so every New Year's Day, they would offer me a record contract, and every New Year's Day I would say thank you but sorry. And then one day they called Bruno and I guess they knew about mine and Bruno's friendship, and Bruno and I have been, you know, best of friends since I was in Danger Danger and left, and we stayed in touch. And so Bruno calls me up one day and he goes, "You're gonna say no?" And I go, "What am I gonna say no to?" And he goes, "Well, Frontiers wants you and I to make a record." And I go, "Okay." And I said, "Do I have 24 hours to think about it?" He goes, "Yeah, sure." And basically I got sentimental about it and thought, well, when will Bruno and I ever get to make a record? So I said yes. And that, so we just, you know, that kind of started the whole thing, because in Danger Danger, you know, Steve and Bruno wrote together. I only really wrote with them on one record, and then we decided it was too hard. And I went on, you know, all the other subsequent Danger Danger records I made, I just wrote my own songs, handed them in, and those two guys wrote together. So it was an interesting notion for me to be able to just, you know, co-write with Bruno, something that had never really happened.
Very cool. Well, I'm certainly a huge Danger Danger fan and can't say enough about those guys. On the last Monsters of Rock cruise, my daughter's a huge Ted fan, and it was her 12th birthday, and he brought her up on stage and sang to her.
Fantastic.
And so all of those guys, you know, how awesome that they let her come up on stage for a song and, you know, sing along and hang out and, you know, pretend to play guitar. So
yeah,
very cool.
They're a good group of guys, and they've always been great to the fans, and that's something that I, you know, has carried on to The Defiance, which has been really lovely for me to see as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it surprises me. Somebody actually said, "How did I miss out on this band?" So I figured, you know, we probably should talk about how The Defiance formed, because I guess there are still people that are not aware of this project that you guys put together. And with the second album coming out, I'm sure there's a lot of buzz going around. I know you were supposed to perform with The Defiance at the Melodic Rock Fest last year when I first met you. Have you guys done any touring in the U.S.?
No, because the main issue was getting the guitar player, Rob Marcello, over. So his visa has lapsed, and we're actually just sorting that stuff out right now.
Okay.
Rob used to live in the States for about 10 years.
Okay.
So, excuse me. So we had issues basically getting Rob to be able to come over. So now we have a lawyer on it, and that's all getting sorted out so that we can actually do some North American dates.
Cool. Well, we certainly can't complain about you having the Radio Sun as a backing band for that performance. That was a very cool show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the new album? I'm not even sure if I can pronounce the name, so I'm going to leave it to you to get it done properly.
So the title of the new record is Zokusho.
Okay.
Zokusho. Yeah. People were just kind of wondering, again, like yourself, how to pronounce it. What does it mean?
Sure.
And it's not very, if you search out the name online, it doesn't really give you a lot of answers.
Okay.
Bruno has some friends that work at Disney in Japan, some Japanese friends, I should
say.
Okay. And so when we were coming up with different ideas for this album, the whole Japanese anime thing came into play. And then, you know, because our first record kind of had the whole Clint Eastwood movie poster, and that's my fault because Bruno said, that's your job. So this record, he said, this is my job and I want to do something completely different than what you did. I'm like, cool, whatever. So the Zokusho name came up because his Japanese friend said, this is kind of a cool Japanese slang word that means a lot of different things.
Okay.
But the primary meaning of it is sequel or a continuance.
Cool.
And so we thought that was cool because it exemplified really what we were trying to achieve with this record. You know, break some new ground, but basically be a natural progression from the last record to this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I already checked out. I saw you guys have a single and a video out. What's the official release date for the album?
Well, we were originally told September 13th.
Okay.
But then I just saw online 4 hours ago, Frontiers released now that it's coming out October 11th.
Okay.
So I am... right now, I'm completely confused. I'm assuming that either A, Frontier's initial release that it was September 13th is correct, and who's ever running their social media might have got it wrong, or October 11th is the new date.
So okay, we'll see.
We'll make sure that we post it online and get to the bottom of this, but literally, this just happened.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate, being one of the first people to get to talk to you about the album. So we're kind of ahead of the game. You know, usually I wait until Frontiers reaches out to me. So I appreciate you taking the time today.
Kara, you are the first person I've
really
about the record.
So yeah. We're breaking the news here. That's awesome.
We are.
So, what other things do you have going on besides the new Defiance album? I know, you're clearly have done a lot of solo work and your stuff was Dark Horse. Anything else in the pipeline for you personally?
Yeah. So what I've been doing the last couple of years, when the Defiance, started becoming a success, people started knocking on my door and it was unexpected. One of the things that happened is a company called My Music in New York called me and asked me to start writing for television. So I always wanted to do soundtrack work, and so I took the job, and I've been composing for shows like Real Housewives, Fast and Loud, American Pickers, and things like that. I just worked on a two-hour History Channel documentary starring David Hasselhoff and Erica Strata. Heroes of my youth. Called Battle of the 80s Supercars. So I wrote a bunch of like Motley Crue kind of style music for that. So yeah, that's been real fun for me.
Very cool.
And I kind of look as that, doing that as a career until, I think when I'm 80, no one's going to want to come see me play, but I can still write for TV. So I think, it's a cool retirement gig for me down the road.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I saw Sammy Hagar a couple weeks ago, and I think he's like in his 70s now, and just blows me away how much energy he still has on stage. So,
sure.
People might still be coming out.
We might be able to play to three people.
Mind
you, Kurt, Sammy Hagar did play in Van Halen.
Yes, he did.
I think there's going to be like maybe 100 more people who are going to show up to that.
Yeah, that's true. You never know what'll happen at a Sammy show. Michael Anthony actually fell off stage, and Sammy just said, "Oh, Mike fell. Let's just keep going." And I'm like, "Does this happen often?"
As long as he doesn't bust the hip, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. So, I know...
Man, I'll keep doing music as long as anyone cares. I'll keep going.
Well, that's good to hear. So I know you'd also worked doing some production work with Cassidy Paris. Are you producing any other albums, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm just about to start on this girl from Sweden named Nina Soderqvist, who we played with last year at Sweden Rock Festival.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a couple things with her, and I'm going to be working with Gabriel Keys from Crash Diet. We're going to write a couple songs with him, and this stuff just kind of comes down the pipeline, and I just kind of decide that the nice thing about where I'm at right now in my life is mm-hmm. I can say yes or no to things, you know.
Sure.
So it's kind of fun to be able to work with people that I really dig. And so you'll see more of that. And I continue to write for Cassidy, and she's starting to have a bit of success with that.
Very cool. Well, we're certainly excited that you said yes to Frontiers finally, and that we have a second Defiance album to check out very soon. Where's the best place for people to get that confirmation on the release date and find out once you have some legal things sorted out if you're going to be doing any touring?
Well, I would keep following, for the album release, because it is Frontiers Records album. Mm-hmm. Keep following Frontiers Music SRL's Facebook.
Sure.
And then, if people want to check in with the Defiance, whatever Frontiers posts, we're going to post as well.
Okay.
And just stay tuned. We'll get this release date sorted out in the next week. And, there's a hiccup somewhere, but, the Frontiers has quite a few people working for them. So, and they got quite a few releases coming up over the
Absolutely.
Next 4 months, so.
Yeah, there's always at least four at any given time, coming out. So
I know.
It's a lot to keep up
with. Well, bless them, man. They're the only label out there doing this stuff. So
yeah, it's great. Well, very cool, Paul. Thank you so much for your time today. Excited to hear more from the new album. Thanks for joining us on 91.7 FM, WNJR Pittsburgh. And we look forward to hearing what's more to come in the year ahead for the Defiance.
All right, Cara. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.